Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining us this evening as we proclaim the next Lord's Feast of the spring season, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we are closing with the first Lord's Feast of the spring season. Passover. It is written in Leviticus 23. Starting with verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. And that is what we should be doing for 7 days. And state it in First Corinthians 5:8. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I have already begun eating matzos, and drinking grape juice daily. Eating ham or bacon, because people forget that Yeshua, Jesus, is Jewish. So that is one meat that we should not eat, pork or anything made with leaven. Strawberry shortcake for my mother's birthday. Pancakes. Any type of dessert. But I have my family, and we will be celebrating my mom's birthday, and that is more important to me. And what God brought us through, there's nothing I wouldn't give up for him. I went through years of studying, torturing, and persecution. I know this is a test, and I was asked, I love carrot cake, but I said, no, I'm not eating carrot cake. But I care about the souls of my family and people. I don't want to have anyone go to hell. I want to see everyone up in heaven. And I'm praying that God will allow next month a second Passover and second Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's what I'm praying for, since so many people were confused. Because this is the first time that this entire weekend there's a separatism.
is written in Romans 10:12, I believe, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. And we could call on him in faith and prayer. So if we serve the same Lord, why aren't we proclaiming the same Lord's feast as depicted in Leviticus 23? And I challenge you to read Leviticus 23. That's a very important scripture to read. It's only 44 verses. But how can Christians proclaim one thing and the Jews proclaim another? If we serve the same Lord, we should have been doing the same thing. It's right there in scriptures. But we're not. And that is the problem. It gives us free will. But we have been living in the system of mendicity. And we are breaking Yeshua's heart. Will you learn the whole truth for yourself, or will you continue to follow traditions, half-truths, or outright lies? Just because you've been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years doesn't make it right. Another name is a pagan fertility goddess. And people were celebrating Ishtar way before Jesus was even born. And Jesus was not crucified on Good Friday. And I provided a detailed analysis which answered the question, when was Jesus crucified and resurrected? So please go to manifestthetruth.com and at the top of the page, select the events for the week, and it should be manifestthetruth.com/Passover-or-Easter.html. It's a beautiful welcome letter as well on the main page. Manifest, manifestthetruth.com. And I felt in my spirit to prepare detailed step-by-step analysis for the Lord's feast for the spring season. Which I did for 2017, and I am working for that you could start reading it to get a be doing what we should be buying, how we should be proclaiming the Lord's feast. They are not for only the Jewish people. Does not say that. Okay, here's another thing. Christians celebrate Pentecost, which is the same as Shavuot, but we just use a different name. So how can it pick and choose? And the Sabbath is the same thing. But do you know that the Catholic Church changed the Sabbath? It was not changed by Yahweh. It was not changed by Yeshua. The Catholic Church changed the Sabbath. And you could Google it, free from tradition.
we need to start reading the Bible for ourselves and learn God has for us. We cannot continue to go down this path. And issues. Here's a post that I sent out. Christianity is a doctrine fused with paganism. It has little to do with actual following Christ. Here's a list of some of its attributes: effeminate, keep pagan days, God's commandments are obsolete, collect tithes for the poor, say they have faith, but will not do the commandments as Christ delivered them, uses the philosophy of men, makes no difference between clean and unclean, use idols, false images, use incomplete Bibles, don't understand the letters of Paul, women pastors leading the congregations, so if you don't agree with this, let's go over the scriptures. But wait, you're in Christianity. You don't read Colossians 2:8. We need to test the spirit of everyone. Yes, test me. Be aware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For I have forgotten the golden rule: do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Matthew 7:12. Repent, confess, forgive others, and reconcile with God now before it is too late. My question again is, the same Lord is Lord of all. Jews and Gentiles not proclaiming 32:4:1. Had anyone liked my page after the people who I sent it to? And I've been praying. I have one young lady pray with me. In Yeshua's name, I rebuke and bind Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday or Easter and loose Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about Easter.
Thank you.
Biblical reference of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and how these feasts are happening in 2 days, and how there is overlapping in some cases. But Easter, let's talk about Easter now. Because we can say definitely that Jesus, Yeshua, was not crucified on a Friday, and he did not raise from the dead on a Sunday. And this is a post I read. Anyone believe in pagan Easter, Ishtar Sunday, has anything to do with Christ's resurrection? The wealth of information out there on the true origins of this pagan holiday now is truly an April Fool. Fertility goddess Semiramis Ishtar, Queen Mother of Heaven, told Babylonians she flew in from the moon in an egg, landed in the Euphrates River, and hatched. Easter, Ishtar, was celebrated over 1,500 years before Christ was born. Christians have been deceived to worship pagan fertility goddess Ishtar on this day, not Christ. And that's why we've been rebuking and binding these spirits that's been around for thousands of years, commanded to commemorate Christ's sacrifice for us on the Passover. Celebrating Easter is a blatant violation of commandment number one, worship of other gods. Christ warned us Satan will deceive the whole world, Revelation 12:9. We are to follow Christ, not pagan traditions and rituals of men, Colossians 2:8. Christ said the Most High would send strong delusion, 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. Queen Mother of Heaven, Ishtar, on Easter, Jeremiah 44:19. As stated earlier, if we have the same Lord, we should be proclaiming the same feast, Lord's feast, not just for Jews. If that's the case, why are the Christians proclaiming Pentecost? We cannot pick and choose which scriptures we should and cannot obey. This is not how it works. For
scriptures are inspirations from God. Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. God appointed another feast, which would last 7 days and be called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unleavened bread reflected the fact that the Israelites had no time to put leaven in their bread before their hasty departure from Egypt. Symbolizes error or evil. Is the substance that causes fermentation. The Lord said to his disciples, "Beware the leaven, false doctrine of the Pharisees," Matthew 16:6 and Mark 8:15. In addition, the Apostle Paul warned the church at Corinth that little leaven, yeast, leaveth ferments the whole lump, 1 Corinthians 5:6. Paul was simply saying that if sin goes unchecked, it will permeate and affect everything and everyone around them. The Feast of Unleavened Bread proclaims that Christ's physical body would not experience the ravages of death while in the grave, for he was sanctified, set apart by God the Father. Unlike all other corpus, the body of Yeshua would not decay in the grave. There will be no decomposition of his body. No, none indeed. God the Father will not allow thy Holy One, his Son Yeshua, to see corruption. Psalm 16:10 and Acts 2:27. So, we are saying goodbye to sin and evil for 7 days by eating unleavened bread. It's also called matzo, M-A-T-Z-O, because it's bread made without yeast. God gives us free will. And I have made phone calls to Rabbi Greg of Beth Yeshua International and also to Pastor Donnie of Perfecting Faith Church. Enemy knows who is a threat to his world. And he is ruthless, relentless, and we must become relentless. People are dying prematurely. People are dying without knowing who our Almighty God is. His love for all of them, man, God. He sacrificed, laid down his life for us, all of mankind. Change in the church, in the people as a whole. We are all connected together. It's time that we unite. I can't even get one person to like. The Healing Nations movement. And I want to ask 150 friends, who are you serving? Who is your God? If Jesus, Yeshua, is your Lord and Savior, Luke 4:16 says it all. And his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Call him Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which he said. We are to keep the Sabbath holy. We are to must eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Give it your cakes, get up your desserts, pies, anything made with leaven, anything made with flour, to give up cookies. The Bible is clear on what we should do. God is clear. And how can you say that Yeshua is Lord, but you're going to have partaking ham tomorrow? We can no longer play both sides of the fence. And that is your decision to make, because God gives us all free will. He's not a dictator. God loves everyone and accepts you where you are. I want to pray the Aaronic blessing for Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. People need to know the truth, the whole truth. No more half-truths or outright lies. People need to start reading the Bible for themselves. Because the thief, Satan and his devils, he wants your most prized possession, and that's your soul. And for many who are in the church, God cannot Yeshua cannot abide and dwell in your heart due to your soul. It's committed not to him. I would like you to take the time to go to manifestthetruth.com. Send the link to your church leaders, your rabbi leaders. Have them read it. Say, I came across this analysis, and it's just true. Devils in the church. And go to DemonBuster.com. That's another excellent resource. DemonBuster.com. And learn about casting out devils. I like to say that the New Testament is a extension, continuation of the Old Testament. Just like adulthood is a continuation of childhood. God bless you for those who are still celebrating Passover. Happy Passover, Shalom Shabbat, and happy Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we also have times. We're going to do a midnight worship, praise, and prayer call, as well as a 6 a.m. worship, praise, and prayer call. So go to manifestthetruth.com again for those calling phone numbers. God bless you. Shalom. And thank you for joining us. And please like us, leave a comment. Love to hear from you. Good night.